Most schools limit sick days to about 5 per semester. If kids go over, they need written permission. That's been the policy in Oregon public schools, but now they're adding mental health days. Under a new law pushed by young people and recently signed by Governor Kate Brown, mental health will be equal to physical health to reduce the stigma of mental illness and try to lower the state's suicide rate, one of the highest in the country. Chris Bonneff is executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, in Oregon. He's in Portland. And Chris, we know students, not adults, champion this bill, inspired by the Parkland students who advocated for gun control. These students want to do the same for mental health. Why? How big is this problem in your state?
The problem is huge, and it's growing. And you cited the suicide rate for the state of Oregon, but it's even more than that. Oregon, like nationally, you're seeing a higher level of prevalence of certain disorders such as depression and anxiety among young people. And we're not just talking high school students. We're talking elementary school grades. And so the impacts are growing and they're tremendous on our young people.
Well, in fact, we read Oregon has a suicide rate 40% higher than the national average. What do you think is going on?
It's really hard to tell. Oregon has not only a higher suicide rate for young people, also for adults, but also we have slightly higher prevalence of mental health disorders and substance use disorders than the national average. What we can see are these impacts, not only on suicide, but those catastrophic outcomes that we don't really talk about that much, they fly under the radar. They're more likely to drop out of school, more likely for families to be torn apart, more likely to be unemployed later on. We have this one indicator that's very catastrophic, somebody dying, but we have also these other outcomes that take a tremendous toll on our state.
Well, so how will these mental health days work? Does it trigger any response in the school?
Right. I mean, there are, again, just like any kind of chronic illness or something that I will deal as a young person over my life, there may be accommodations that are necessary. And I think it's also important to note that we're not saying this is a mental health day as that is casually used, say, in the workplace.
Right.
These are real disorders that have real impacts on students. Just like you're ill, you run a fever, you have some kind of physical malady, you're able to have an excused absence from school to attend to that need. The parent still needs to call in and have their student excused. The difference is people don't have to lie or hide about this anymore. They can actually be forthright and honest. And by being able to do that, there's a recognition that, yes, this is a real need. Kids suffer, families suffer, and the only way that we can do better is by more universal recognition that this is a real need. These things are really normal and very common, but we sweep them under the rug, and to date in our state, we hid them.
Well, and one of the students, Haley Hardcastle, an 18-year-old from the Portland suburb of Sherwood, one of those who, you know, went to lawmakers to push for this bill, said she got pushback from parents who said, you know, why do we need this? It's just that's sloughing off. It's coddling was another word that was used. But also a lot of people said, you know, why can't people just lie? What's the effect of that?
I mean, lying perpetuates stigma. It perpetuates shame. It perpetuates prejudice. And all these things contribute to a delay in reaching out for care. And the longer that you go without effective treatment, the worse your condition gets, the harder it is to treat, the more catastrophic the outcome. By being forthright, by being honest, by being upfront, we open up opportunities for students and families to reach out for help without bearing that shame that comes along with these disorders currently.
But still, I'm wondering, you know, if the goal is to take the shame out, that might happen down the road when it gets normalized. But in the meantime, are you worried that this exposes kids? People find out, you know, what does somebody have, a sick day or a mental health day? You know, this shame is one thing, but privacy is another. Do you worry that kids will then be bullied because people know they're taking mental health days?
It's certainly the issue of disclosure, whether or not I'm forthright and honest, whether it's in school, whether it's in my place of employment, whether it's in the various community settings in which I interact. That's an individual choice and a choice to the family. But what we as NAMI try to do and what the students are doing is you can't have honest conversations, you can't end stigma, you can't end bullying unless you open up opportunities for people to be honest about what's going on. I mean, you have to remember that at any given time, 20% of the population, including kids from 13 years and older, are dealing with something that could be very mild. It could be very severe depression where they can't get out of bed. And that's not a matter of willpower. And you can't address these things in the way they need to be addressed if we continue to encourage people to lie and sweep these things under the rug. We just have to keep creating these opportunities like these students did to be for those who are brave enough and feel comfortable enough to come forward and say, yes, I have these needs. You may not understand that. You may think it's some kind of willpower, but it's not. And if I don't attend to these needs, I will get worse.
Yeah. Chris Bonneff, Executive Director of the National Alliance of Mental Illness Chapter in Oregon, NAMI. He joined us from Portland to talk about the new Oregon law affecting public schools. Kids will now be able to take mental health days as well as sick days. Chris, thank you.
You're welcome.